Section 4. Riding at night. At night, it is harder for you to see and be seen. With only one headlight, it is more difficult to see the condition of the road or something eyeing in your path. And other drivers may have a hard time picking your headlight or taillight out of the stronger lights of cars around you. Here are some methods that will help you ride safely at night. Reduce your speed. If something is eyeing in the road ahead, you won't be able to see it until you are very close to it. If you are going too fast, you may not be able to avoid it. Always drive slower at night than you would during the day, particularly on roads you don't know well. Increase distance. No one can judge distance as well at night as during the day. Your eyes rely greatly upon shadows and light contrasts to judge both how far away an object is and how fast it is coming. These contrasts are missing or distorted under the artificial light available at night. Allow yourself extra distance at night. Open up a 4-second following distance. And give yourself more distance in which to pass. Use the car ahead. If a car is ahead of you, make the most of it. The car's headlights can give you a better view of the road ahead than even your high beam can. And keep an eye on the car's taillights and brake lights. Taillights bouncing up and down can alert you to bumps or rough pavement. Use your high beam. Get all the light you can. Use your high beam whenever you are not following or meeting a car. You should be flexible about lane position, changing to whatever portion of the lane is best able to help you see, be seen, and keep an adequate space cushion. For example, riding in the center portion at night is not nearly as dangerous as some people would lead you to believe. Cars seldom pass over a pothole or road debris without some warning, like a flash of brake lights. Dealing with emergencies. No matter how careful you are, there will be times when you find yourself in a tight spot. Your chances of getting out safely depend upon your ability to react quickly and properly. The most important emergency skills are those needed to make quick stops and quick turns. These skills should be practiced in safe areas before you need to use them on the road. Quick stops. To stop quickly, apply both brakes. Don't be shy about using the front brake, but don't grab at it, either. Squeeze the brake lever steadily and firmly, applying the front brake as fully as you can without locking the front wheel. At the same time, apply the rear brake hard. If you are on a straightaway, don't worry about locking the rear wheel. Even with a locked rear wheel, you can still control the cycle and stop quickly as long as your motorcycle is upright and going in a straight line. If you must stop quickly while turning, apply both brakes to straighten the motorcycle, then apply them hard without locking either wheel. Remember, if the rear wheel locks when the motorcycle is turning, it is likely that the wheel will slide sideways and you will fall. Quick turns. Sometimes, you may not have enough room to stop, even if you were to use both brakes properly. For example, an object might appear suddenly in your path. Or, the car ahead might squeal to a stop. The only way to avoid a collision would be to make a quick turn. The key to making a quick turn is to get the motorcycle to lean quickly in the direction you wish to turn. The sharper the turn, the more the bike must lean. To get the motorcycle to lean quickly, push on the inside of the handle grip in the same direction you want to turn. If you wish to turn to the right, push on the inside of the right handle grip. This causes the front wheel to move slightly to the left as you and the motorcycle continue straight ahead. As a result, the motorcycle will lean to the right. As the motorcycle begins to lean, you will maintain pressure on the inside of the handle grip in the direction of the lean. You don't have to think about it. Your instincts will make you press on the handle grip to keep the motorcycle from falling over. You can demonstrate this to yourself. While riding in a straight line, press the inside of the right handle grip. You will notice the motorcycle turn to the right. This is how you get the motorcycle to lean in normal turns, but most people don't notice it except on very sharp turns. Practice making quick turns so you can make them in a real emergency. In making a quick turn, try to stay in your own lane. The moment you change lanes, you risk being hit by a car. Change lanes only if you have enough time to make sure there are no vehicles in the other lane. You should be able to squeeze by most obstacles without leaving your lane. This is one time when the size of the motorcycle is in your favor. Even if the obstacle is a car, there is generally room to pass beside it. However, the only time you should try to squeeze by a car in your lane is when you are faced with a true emergency. Mechanical problems. You can find yourself in an emergency the moment something goes wrong with your motorcycle. Mechanical problems include tire failure, a stuck throttle, a wobble, chain problems, and engine seizure. In dealing with any mechanical problem, you must take into account the road and traffic conditions you face. Here are some guidelines that can help you handle some mechanical problems safely. Tire failure. If the cycle starts handling differently, pull off and check the tires. Perhaps the hardest part of dealing with tire failure is to get on top of the situation quickly. You will seldom hear a tire blow. You must be able to tell when a tire has lost air suddenly from the way the cycle reacts. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle will tend to jerk from side to side. If one of your tires suddenly loses air, you must react quickly to keep your balance. A front wheel blowout is particularly dangerous. It affects your steering, and you have to steer well to keep your balance. Here's what to do if either tire goes flat while riding. 1. Hold the handle grips firmly and concentrate on steering. Try to keep a straight course. 2. Stay off the brakes and slow gradually. 3. Wait until the motorcycle is going very slowly. Then, edge to the side of the road and stop. Stuck throttle. Sometimes when you try to close the throttle, you may find that it won't turn. If this happens when you are slowing for traffic ahead or making a turn, you must react quickly to prevent a crash. Your first reaction will be automatic. You will twist the throttle back and forth. If the throttle cable is stuck, this may free it. However, if the throttle stays stuck after you have rotated it several times, immediately hit the engine cutoff switch and pull in the clutch. Use the engine cutoff switch and the clutch at the same time. Hitting the cutoff will turn off the engine, and pulling in the clutch will keep the braking power of the engine from locking up the rear wheel. After you have stopped, check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle works freely before you start to ride again. Wobble. A wobble is when the front wheel and handlebars suddenly start to shake from side to side. This can occur at low, as well as high speeds. Do not try to accelerate out of a wobble. That will only make the cycle more unstable. Instead, grip the handlebars firmly, but don't try to fight the wobble. Close the throttle gradually, and let the motorcycle slow down. Do not apply the brakes. Braking could make the wobble worse. Pull off the road as soon as you can. Then find out what caused the wobble, and fix it. Most wobbles can be traced to either improper loading or the use of unsuitable accessories. If you are carrying a heavy load, lighten it. If you can't lighten the load, shift it. Center the weight lower to the ground and further forward on the cycle. Also check your tire pressure and the settings for spring preload, air shocks, and dampers. Make sure they are at the levels recommended by the manufacturer for carrying that much weight. If you have a windshield or fairing, make sure it is mounted properly. Aside from improper loads and accessories, other things that may contribute to wobble are poorly adjusted steering, worn steering parts, a front wheel that is bent, misaligned, or out of balance, loose wheel bearings, loose spokes, improper tire size or tread design, chain problems. If your chain slips or breaks while you're riding, it could lock the rear wheel and cause your cycle to skid. You must react quickly. Slippage. You may first hear or feel the chain slip when you try to speed up quickly or while riding uphill. If so, pull off the road and check the chain and sprockets. Tightening the chain may help. But usually the problem is a worn or stretched chain or worn or bent sprockets. In these cases, replace the chain, the sprockets, or both before riding again. Breakage. When the chain breaks, you'll notice an instant loss of power to the rear wheel. Hit the engine cutoff switch to keep the engine from over-revving, and brake to a stop. Chain slippage or breakage can be avoided by proper maintenance. Engine seizure. Engine seizure means that the engine locks or freezes. Engines seize when they are low on oil. Without oil, the engine's moving parts can't move smoothly against each other, and the engine overheats. The first sign that an engine needs oil may be a loss of engine power. You may also notice a change in the engine sound. If you ignore these warnings and don't add oil, the engine may seize. When this happens, the effect is the same as a locked rear wheel. Squeeze the clutch lever to disengage the engine from the rear wheel. Pull off the road and stop. Let the engine cool. You may be able to add oil and restart the engine. Even so, you should have the engine checked thoroughly for damage as soon as possible. Getting off the road. If you need to leave the road to check the motorcycle, or just to rest for a while, be sure you check the roadside. Make sure the surface of the roadside is firm enough to ride on. If it is soft grass or loose sand, or if you're just not sure about it, slow way down before you turn onto it. Signal others. Drivers behind might not expect you to slow down. As soon as you can, give a clear signal that you will be slowing down and changing direction. Make sure to check your mirror and make a head check before you take any action. Pull well off the road. Get as far off the road as you can. It can be very hard to spot a motorcycle by the side of the road. You don't want someone else pulling off at the same place you are. Other emergencies. There are two other emergencies that motorcycle riders should be prepared for. They happen often enough to be real problems. Flying objects. From time to time, you can be struck by insects, cigarettes thrown from cars, or rocks kicked up by the tires of the vehicle ahead. If you aren't wearing face protection, you could be hit in the eye, face, or mouth. If you are wearing face protection, it might get smeared or cracked, making it difficult for you to see. Whatever happens, don't let it affect your control of the motorcycle. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the handlebars. As soon as it is safe, pull off the road and repair the damage. Animals. Naturally, you should do everything you can to avoid hitting an animal. However, if you are in traffic, don't swerve out of your lane to avoid a small animal. Hitting something small is less dangerous to you than hitting something big, like a car. Motorcycles tend to attract dogs. If you find yourself being chased, don't kick at the animal. It's too easy to lose control of the motorcycle. Instead, shift down and approach the animal slowly. As you reach it, speed up quickly. You will leave the animal behind. Carrying passengers and cargo. You should avoid carrying passengers or large loads until you have gained a lot of experience riding alone. The extra weight changes the way the motorcycle handles, balances, turns, speeds up, and slows down. And, before taking a passenger or heavy load on the street, practice in a safe, off-road area. Passengers. To carry passengers safely, you must make sure your motorcycle is equipped and adjusted to carry passengers. Instruct the passenger before you start. Adjust your riding technique for the added weight of the passenger. Equipment. To carry passengers, your motorcycle must have a proper seat. The seat should be large enough to hold both you and your passenger without crowding. You should not sit any further forward than you usually do. Passengers should not hang over the end of the seat. Foot pegs. The passenger must have their own set of foot pegs. Without a firm footing, your passenger can fall off and pull you off too. Protective equipment. Passengers should have the same type protective equipment and clothing recommended for operators. You should also adjust the cycle to handle the extra weight. While your passenger sits on the seat with you, adjust the mirror and headlight to the change in the motorcycle's angle. And it is a good idea to add a few pounds of pressure to the tires if you carry a passenger. Check the owner's manual. If the shock absorbers are adjustable, they also should be reset to handle the added weight. Instructing passengers. Don't assume the passenger knows what to do, even if he or she is a motorcycle rider. Provide complete instructions before your start. To prepare your passenger for riding, Tell him or her to get on the motorcycle after you have started the engine. Sit as far forward as possible without crowding you. Hold firmly to your waist, hips, or belt. Keep both feet on the pegs at all times, even when the motorcycle is stopped. Keep their legs away from the muffler. Stay directly behind you, leaning as you lean. Avoid any unnecessary talk or motion. Also, be sure to tell your passenger to tighten his or her hold when you approach surface problems, are about to start from a stop, are going to make a sudden move. Riding with passengers. Your motorcycle will respond sluggishly with a passenger on board. The heavier your passenger, the longer it will take to slow down, speed up, or make a turn, especially on a light cycle. Here's what you should do to adjust for the difference in handling. Go a little slower, especially when taking curves, corners, or bumps. Start slowing earlier as you approach a stop. Open a larger cushion of space ahead and to the sides. Wait for larger gaps when you want to cross, enter, or merge with traffic. Remember, you should try to warn your passenger of special conditions ahead, when you will pull out, stop quickly, turn sharply, or ride over a bump. Otherwise, talk as little as possible. When you must talk, turn your head slightly to make yourself understood. But, be sure you don't turn your head too far. Never take your eyes off the road ahead. Carrying loads. A motorcycle is not really designed to carry cargo. However, small loads can be carried safely if they are positioned and fastened properly. Keep the load low, fasten loads to the seat, or put them in saddlebags. Do not pile loads against a sissy bar or frame on the back of the seat. Placing a load high against a bar or frame raises the cycle's center of gravity and disturbs its balance. Keep the load forward. Place the load over or in front of the rear axle. Tank bags are one way to keep loads forward. Mounting loads behind the rear axle can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause a wobble. Distribute the load evenly. If you have saddlebags, make sure each is loaded with about the same weight. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to drift to one side. Secure the load. Fasten the load securely with elastic cords, bungle cords. A loose load can catch in the wheel or chain. If that happens, the rear wheel may lock up and skid. Check the load. Stop and check the load every so often. Make sure it has not worked loose or moved.